Masking children is child abuse.
A walk to school in California this week turned into a confrontation between anti-vaccine protesters and parents harassed for having their children wear masks.
You better respect my choice too.
Scenes like this are playing out across the country as tensions flare over how to protect children from the pandemic. This is the backdrop to Pfizer-BioNTech's application submitted Thursday, asking the FDA to authorize its COVID vaccine for children ages 5 to 11.
I think it's the next step forward in moving us towards having a safe and effective vaccine for our youngest children.
One, two, three. You did great, sweetie.
Pfizer says in its clinical trials, children developed a strong immune response and no serious side effects when given a two-shot regimen at a third of the adult dosage level. 8-year-old Sebastian Pribal was among the 2,200 trial participants.
It makes me very happy that I'm helping other kids get the vaccine, and like, honestly, if I had to get the shot again, I would.
Children now account for 1 in 4 new COVID cases in the U.S., and more than 500 have died since the start of the pandemic.
Why are we losing any children to COVID if we have very simple fixes of masking, social distancing, and now a vaccine?
But according to the Kaiser Family Foundation, only 1 in 3 parents in the U.S. plan to vaccinate their young child as soon as the government allows.
My son in particular has some allergies that make me very concerned, and, you know, I don't trust it.
California was the first state to announce a COVID vaccine mandate for public school children, pending the FDA's full approval. Doctors say that's no different from requiring kids to be vaccinated against other routine diseases.
This is a vaccine like any others, and I think our states and our school systems will have to think about how that fits into the broader, you know, their broader immunization plans.
No mandates on our children.
The FDA will likely decide within weeks whether to authorize the Pfizer vaccine for kids ages 5 to 11, who number about 28 million in the U.S. Health experts say that will bring the country another step closer to defeating the virus, but only if parents get their children the shots. Heidi Jo Castro, Al Jazeera.